Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
It's the end of the world as we know it, to quote the 1987 R.E.M. rock song, and I also was feeling fine until the end of the movie, The World's End. Then, as in so many movies nowadays, it seems all apocalypse breaks loose and The World's End ends in fire. Ice would suffice, to quote the 1920 Robert Frost Fire and Ice poem. Instead, The World's End director Edgar Wright, who also directed Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, loses his cool. The World's End misfires and goes up in flames. Wright fills the third act of The World's End with a conflagration that not only engulfs a quaint English town and countryside, but consumes the film's storyline. What could have been a comedy classic gets torched in the flames of special effects. Up until that point, movie maven Mike Gunkowski and me were remarking at how The World's End was another classic from the droll British wits who brought us Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. The Morden humor, nonplussed looks, flat delivery, and rapid-fire dialogue are all there, and it's great fun, again, to a point. In The World's End, Gary King, played by Simon Pegg, organizes a pub crawl to recreate the one that he and his friends took in June 1990, before they went their separate ways to careers, wives, and domesticity. King, who seems to have missed the memo about growing up, corrals his four mates, Andy, played by Nick Frost, Stephen, played by Patty Considine, Peter, played by Eddie Morrison, and Oliver, played by Martin Freeman, into returning to Newton Haven in England to have a pint at each of a dozen or so pubs, including the final stop, which happens to be named The World's End. You might call these five blokes Reservoir Grogs. From one pub to another, the salt of success is poured into old wounds, especially when a former paramour, Sam, played by Rosamund Pike, shows up. There are hijinks aplenty. The gang bemoans the starbucking of their old haunts. The boys get more than they bargained for when the town's residents seem, well, just a little bit odd, almost as if they are from another planet. Indeed, the lad's former classroom teacher, a very good Pierce Brosnan, confirms their worst suspicions. We won't play spoiler by revealing more of the plot. Screenwriter Simon Pegg and Edgar Wright seem to have lost the plot. Either they ran out of ideas or time in fashioning the screenplay, or the marketing gurus urged them to appeal to the fanboys and gamers' world of mayhem. That's too bad. For a time there, it seemed The World's End would not end so predictably. The World's End is MPAA rated R for pervasive language, including sexual references. Opening September 20, Prisoners, Hugh Jackman, Jake Gyllenhaal, Viola Davis, Mario Bello, and Melissa Leo star in a crime thriller about a father who becomes a vigilante in an attempt to locate his six-year-old daughter who has gone missing. Battle of the Year, an international dance team contest, is the storyline for the musical starring Chris Brown, Josh Holloway, Laz Alonso, Josh Peck, and Katie Lotz. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.